Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. As always, thankful, grateful, and blessed to be a child of the Most High God, and I thank Him this morning for waking me up, hallelujah, clothed in my right mind with a pep in my step and joy of the Lord in my heart. I am just grateful. Ooh, grateful, grateful, grateful that He calls me daughter, that He calls me friend, that He knows my name, and that He woke me up this morning and blessed for a do-over. Hallelujah. God is good all the time, and His mercy is enduring forever and ever. So let's get started in our word this morning. Father God, we are so grateful to be called Your children. Lord, we ask You to give us insight, understanding, and guidance as we read Your word. For Lord God, we stand on the word of God. We stand on this word knowing that all things are true, that You, Lord God, inspired a great work in each of us. Just as You inspired Moses to lead His people from Egypt, You inspire us every day to do something kind, something good, to speak life over death, to speak grace and mercy and love over hatred and divisiveness. Help us to be unified, Lord, as a nation, as people of God. And Lord, help us more than anything to love our neighbor as we love ourselves, and to love You, Lord, more than anything, with our heart, our mind, and our soul. And Lord God, I ask You to just continue guiding my footsteps, that I stay in my square and I stay in the light and do not venture into the darkness. But You are love, You are light, You are great, You are grace, and You are mercy. And I thank You, Lord God, for Your majesty and all things that You make possible for each and every one of us believe. Thank You, Father God, for this word that is about to come forth. I ask You, Lord God, to speak through me. Let the words be Your words, not mine. I pray, Lord God, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in Your sight. As I pray every day, Father God, You are my strength. And I thank You for being my Redeemer. In the name of the precious and holy Savior Christ Jesus, I pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, who is the source of my strength. Wow. We all know that there is nothing we can do without God. For we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and those that are wicked and do wicked. We have to trust God, keep Him first in everything that we are doing. This word goes forth because this is my assignment. I thank God for the joy of the morning. We thank God for the morning joy. We got to give Him praise. So many times we give lip service. Oh, I praise the Lord. Thank You, Jesus. How are you doing? Oh, I'm fine. Holy favor. covered by God. I done walked 5 miles, come back, and everything else, and I'm all good. Because I am everything. We go all crazy talking. And all we have to say is, good morning. Morning. I am well. For I am a child of God. And I thank God for being well. Because I am a child of God. He woke me up this morning. He started me on my way. And I am grateful. The Lord God, as we find out in our word this morning, he favors us. He loves us. And the word that God gave me for this morning was, weeping may endure for a night. Whew. But joy comes in the morning. I'm thanking God for my morning joy. Thanking God for my giddiness. Because I get giddy for Jesus. I get giddy for the word because it is a great word. And I am thanking God this morning for the morning joy. Thanking God for the morning joy. Just say with me, Lord, I thank you for the morning joy. Thank you, God, for the morning joy. Because he did not have to wake me up this morning. He didn't have to, but he did. Why? Because I got an assignment. So let's get ready. This morning we'll be still in our book of Numbers, which you just started. We'll be in Numbers 5 and 6 today. We'll also still be in the book of Mark, as well as our lesson title this morning is coming out of Proverbs. No, actually out of Psalms. As I get into the right word, thanking God for the word. Mm. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He has turned my mourning into dancing. He has turned my sorrow into joy. And I'm thanking God for this morning. I'm thanking him for all things are coming from him. You know, the title actually is coming out of yesterday's lesson. But it just struck me this morning because I woke up in the middle of the night. But I'm thanking him for the morning joy. And so we're going to go back 30 verses 1 through 7, even though we will be in verses 8 through 12 today. My title came out of verse 5. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. That's what God gave me early this morning. And I am thankful. I know it's something we read yesterday, but I'll read it again. Because that's what God gave me, and I'm going to trust God for it and believe that that's what he wanted me to read, and that's what I'm going to read. So I'm thankful. It's part of yesterday's title, actually. But I thank God for this morning. So let's get started. You know, my joy is my joy. Thanking God for my morning joy today. So thank you, God, for the morning joy. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the grace. Thank you for your mercy on us. Hallelujah. So let's get started. And we are out of Numbers chapter 5. So get your Bibles, because this is Bible study. And if there's anyone out there that is listening in the mornings that would like to read, just push the number 1 or call 213-943-3597 and just say, push the 1 and say, Mr. Bridget, I want to read this morning. And I will say, come on in, let's go for it. So again, 213-943-3597, and we are going through the word. And again, anybody out there who is listening that likes to read the Bible, please call, text me. Because most of you are friends of mine and know my number, and say, hey, I'd like to read some mornings. You are more than welcome. And the word of God says this, and the Lord spoke to Moses saying, command the children of Israel that they put out of the camp every leper, everyone who has a discharge, and whoever becomes defiled by a corpse. Don't play. Don't play. And actually, I am not right. I am trying to rush this week, y'all. Today is the 3rd of March on the right chapter. Everything I'm doing is correct. I'm the one that was wrong. I was trying to get us into the March the 4th, and we are actually in March the 3rd. So sorry. Please forgive your host. We are in Numbers chapter 3, verses 4 through chapter 4, verse 49. I am really tired, obviously. I woke up at 3 this morning, and I just felt like I was discombobulated for some reason. And so just kind of out of it, and just needed to pray in God for early morning prayer. But the problem is, because I was up early morning praying, I was not sleeping. So I am a little discombobulated, but please forgive me as we go back and do it the right way. Good morning, family. Thank you for joining me. We will be coming out of Numbers chapter 3. And Numbers chapter 4, verse 49. We will also be coming out of Psalms chapter 30, verses 1 through 7, and Proverbs chapter 10, verses 30 through 32. We will also be coming out of Mark chapter 8, verses 1 through 21. And now we're going to get started in our word. And again, I ask forgiveness for a discombobulated host who was all up in Thursday's word. So let's get started again. And the word of God says in chapter 3 on this 3rd day of March, thanking God for Dr. Stanley. Again, for those that are just joining this Moving Forward experience, we are coming out of the Charles F. Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for Each Day of the Year. And I am coming out of the New King James Version. And I thank you again for joining me. And again, please forgive your discombobulated host who is about to miss a whole day's work, a whole day's understanding to go into a whole new day because she was off. So I'm back on, and we're going to go forward and do it the right way. So Numbers chapter 3, now these are the records of Aaron and Moses, when the Lord spoke with Moses on Mount Sinai, and these are the names of the sons of Aaron, Nadab, firstborn, Abihu, Eleazar. These are the names of the sons of Aaron, the anointed priest, whom he consecrated to minister as priest. Nadab and Abihu had died before the Lord when they offered profane fire before the Lord in the wilderness of Sinai, and they had no children. So Eleazar and Ithamar ministered as priests in the presence of Aaron, their father. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, bring the tribe of Levi near and present them before Aaron and the priests, that they may serve him. And they shall attend to his needs and the needs of the whole congregation before the tabernacle of meeting, to do the work of the tabernacle. Also, they shall attend to all the furnishings of the tabernacle of meeting and to the needs of the children of Israel, to do the work of the tabernacle. And you shall give the Levites to Aaron and his sons. They are given entirely to him from among the children of Israel. So you shall appoint Aaron and his sons, and they shall attend to their priesthood, but the outsider who comes near shall be put to death. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Now behold, I myself have taken the Levites from among the children of Israel instead of every firstborn who opens the womb among the children of Israel. Therefore, the Levites shall be mine, because of all the firstborn are mine. On the day that I struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I sanctified to myself all the firstborn in Israel, both man and beast. They shall be mine. I am the Lord. And I read that, and I thought, I'm a firstborn, and I am the Lord. I felt like, from the time I was little, that I had a calling, not understanding what a calling was, but knew that I felt I had to get to the house of God. It was like this urgency in me as a child to go to church. And I know I've spoken this testimony before, that when I walk through the house of God, I feel like I've come home. And I was a wilderness child, like so many others, where I did not want to step foot in a church. And, you know, even though it said you shall number every male from a month old and above, that was the numbering. But I feel that you will notice that a lot of ministers are firstborns, or they're down in the line, like a number 6 or 7 in a family that's large. Or they're in the middle somewhere, or they're firstborn. God calls us each for a purpose and a reason. And maybe a child might be number 3 in his mother's family, but number 1 to his father's family. It's just some weird things. But I do believe that firstborns are called by God. It says, and then the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, saying, number the children of Levi by their father's houses. For their families you shall number every male from month old and above. So Moses numbered them according to the word of the Lord as he was commanded. These are the sons of Levi by their names: Gershon, Kohath, Merari. And these are the names of the sons of Gershon by their families: Libni, Shimei. And the sons of Kohath by their fathers: Amram, Izhar, Hebron, Uzziel. And the sons of Merari by their families: Mahli, Mishai. These are the families of the Levites by the father's houses. From Gershon came the family of the Libnites and the family of the Shemites. These were the families of the Gershonites, those who were numbered according to the number of all the males from a month old and above. Of those who were numbered, there were 7,500. The families of the Gershonites were to camp behind the tabernacle westward, and the leader of the father's houses of the Gershonites was Eliphaz, the son of Leah. The duties of the children of Gershon in the tabernacle of meeting included the tabernacle, the tent with its coverings, the screens for the door of the tabernacle of meeting, the screen for the door of the court, and the hangings of the court which are around the tabernacle, and the altar and their cords according to all the work related to them. From Kohath came the family of the Amramites, the family of Israelites, and the family of the Hebronites, and the family of the Uzzielites. These were the families of the Kohathites. According to the number of all the males from a month old and above, there were 8,600 keeping charge of the sanctuary. The families of the children of Kohath were to camp on the south side of the tabernacle. And the leader of the father's houses of the families of the Kohathites were Eliphaz, the son of Uzziel. Their duties included the ark, the table, the lampstand, the altars, the utensils of the sanctuary, with which they ministered, the screen, and all the work related to them. And Elijah, the son of Aaron, the priest, was to be chief over the leaders of the Levites, with oversight of those who kept charge of the sanctuary. From Merari came the family of the Mahlites and the family of the Mushites. These were the families of Merari, and those who were numbered, according to the number of all the males from a month old and above, were 6,200. The leader of the fathers' houses of the families of Merari were Zuriel, the son of Ibihael. These were to camp on the north side of the tabernacle. And the appointed duty of the children of Merari included the boards of the tabernacle, its bars, its pillows, its sockets, its utensils, all the work related to them, and the pillars of the court all around which their sockets, their pegs, and their cords. Moreover, those who were to camp before the tabernacle on the east before the tabernacle meeting were Moses, Aaron, and his sons, keeping charge of the sanctuary to meet the needs of the children of Israel. But the outsider who came near was to be put to death. All who were numbered of the Levites, whom Moses and Aaron numbered at the commandment of the Lord by their families, all the males from a month old and above, were 22,000. Then the Lord said to Moses, number all the firstborn males of the children of Israel from a month old and above, and take the number of their names, and you shall take the Levites to me. I am the Lord instead of all the firstborn among the children of Israel, and the livestock of the Levites instead of all the firstborn among the livestock of the children of Israel. So Moses numbered all the firstborn among the children of Israel, as the Lord commanded him. And all the firstborn males, according to the number of the names from month old and above of those who were numbered of them, were 22,273. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, take the Levites instead of all the firstborn among the children of Israel, and the livestock of the Levites instead of their livestock. The Levites shall be mine. I am the Lord. And for the redemption of the 273 of the firstborn of the children of Israel, who are more than the number of the Levites, you shall take 5 shekels for each one individually. You shall take them in the currency of the shekel of the sanctuary, the shekel of 20 gerah, and you shall give the money with which the excess number of them is redeemed to Aaron and his sons. So Moses took the redemption money from those who were over and above those who were redeemed by the Levites. From the firstborn of the children of Israel, he took the money, 1,365 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. And Moses gave their redemption money to Aaron and his sons, according to the word of the Lord, as the Lord commanded Moses. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, take a census of the sons of Korah from among the children of Levi by their families, by their fathers' houses, and from 30 years old and above, even to 50 years old, all who enter the service to do the work in the tabernacle of meeting. This is the service of the sons of Korah in the tabernacle of meeting, relating to the most holy things. When the camp prepares to journey, Aaron and his sons shall come, and they shall take down the coverings, veil, and cover the ark of the testimony with it. Then they shall put on its covering a badger skin and spread over the cloth entirely of blue, and they shall insert the poles on the table of the showbread. They shall spread a blue cloth and put on it the dishes, the pans, the bowls, and the pitchers for pouring, and the showbread shall be on it. They shall spread over them a scarlet cloth and cover the same with the covering of a badger skin, and they shall insert its poles, and shall take a blue cloth and cover the lampstand of the light with its lamps, its wickers, trimmers, its trays, and all its oil vessels which they service it. Then they shall put it with all its utensils in a covering of badger skins and put it on a carrying beam. Over the golden altar, they shall spread a blue cloth and cover it with a covering of badger skins, and they shall insert its poles. Then they shall take all the utensils of service with which they minister in the sanctuary, put them in a blue cloth, cover them with a covering of badger's carrying beam. Also they shall take away the ashes from the altar and spread a purple cloth over it. They shall put on it all its implements in which they ministered there, the fire pans, the forks, the shovels, the basins, and all the utensils of the altar, and they shall spread on it a covering of badger skins and insert its poles. And when Aaron and his sons have finished covering the sanctuary and all the furnishings of the sanctuary, when the camp is set to go, then the sons of Kohath shall come to carry them, but they shall not touch any holy thing, lest they die. And as we continue, it says, these are the things in the tabernacle meeting which the sons of Kohath are appointed duty of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, is the oil for the light, the sweet incense, the daily green offering, the anointing oil, all the oversight of all the tabernacle, of all that is in it, with the sanctuary and its furnishings. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, do not cut off the tribe of the families of the Korahites from among the Levites, but do this in regard to them, that they may live and not die, even when they approach the most holy things. Aaron and his sons shall go in and appoint each of them to his service and his task, but they shall not go in to watch while the holy things are being covered, lest they die. And then it goes on to tell us in verse 21 of chapter 4. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, also take a census of the sons of Gershon for their fathers' houses by their families, from 30 years old and above, even to 50 years old, you shall number them, all who enter to perform the service, to do the work in the tabernacle of meeting. This is the service of the families of the Gershonites, to serving and carrying. They shall carry the curtains of the tabernacle, and the tabernacle of meeting with its coverings, the coverings of badger skin that is on it, the screen for the door of the tabernacle of meeting, the screen for the door of the gate of the court, the hangings of the court which are around the tabernacle and altar are around it, and the altar and their cords and all the furnishings. And then as it goes forth, it says, Aaron and his sons shall assign all the service of the sons of the Gershonites, all their tasks and all their service, and you shall appoint to them all their tasks as their duty. This is the service of the families of the sons of Gershon in the tabernacle meeting, and their duty shall be under the authority of Itamar, the son of Aaron, the priest. So all the two sons of Aaron are put over everybody because they're their family. And so they are in charge of the tabernacle meeting, taking it down, putting it back up, making sure everything is covered, making sure everything is taken care of. They have assignments, just like we all have assignments. And as we continue, it says, as for the sons of Merari, you shall number them by their families and by their father's house, from 30 years old and old and above, even to 50 years old, you shall number them, everyone who enters the service to do the work of the tabernacle a meeting, and this is what they must carry as all their service for the tabernacle a meeting. The boards of the tabernacle, its bars, its pillows, its sockets, and the pillows around the court, God in heaven, I just need to take a minute to pray, family. Wow. Father God in heaven, I ask you to give me a wakeful spirit. For I know that it is an attack of the enemy to try to bring sleep onto me at this time when I have been given my assignment. Lord God, I am asking you right now to come in, to take control, to give me a wakeful spirit, to give me that joy in the morning that I crave, the joy in the morning that you give me every day when I am doing my assignment. Father God, I am asking you to take control, and to give me a wakeful spirit. But Lord God, I know that it is an attack. And right now I rebuke and bind the spirit of sleep when it is not its time. I thank you, Lord God, for waking me up. I thank you, Lord God, for giving me a pep in my step. I thank you, Lord God, to do my assignment. I ask you to forgive me, family. It was like this spirit came over me, and all of a sudden I felt like I just had to go to sleep. And I know that it was an attack. You know, we have to stop and take a minute and say, Lord, take control. I felt this spirit just fall over me that is like, go sleep. And I'm like, no. But I felt like I was going into asleep. I felt it. I felt like something over me. And I rebuke that in Jesus' name. I rebuke it in Jesus' name. And I send it right back from where it came. Because, you know, it's like, oh, the word is so boring that it's just making you tired. No, the word of God is never boring. And it does not make us tired. So I thank you for somebody out there started to pray because they felt the silence. I felt myself going into sleep. I think I might even have snored. I don't know, but I tell you, I am sorry because we keep it real here. You know, this is no snooty balooty show. This is about God's word. And we got to be honest. When things go wrong, when you say a word that's not quite correct, you just say, put it to my heart, not to my mind, because the word is important. And honestly, I felt like I was falling asleep. It was like this over me that's like, go sleep. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. And so thank you, God. Thank you, God, and thank you, whoever out there was praying for me, because I felt your prayer, and it snapped me out, because it was like, I was just getting tireder and tireder and tireder. And y'all know me, I'm lively. But I was not feeling it just then. And honestly, I believe I fell asleep and snored and woke myself up because somebody was praying for me. We keep it real. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for real. Thank you for praying, prayer warriors that listen in. Thank you, Lord, for just being who you are, a mighty, mighty God that said, wake up, and thank you. Wow, something was just, as I say, something got a hold of me. But I'm telling you this, ooh, I thank God for waking me up. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And we are going into verse 33. This is the service of the families of the sons of Merari, as all their service for the tabernacle meeting under the authority of Ithamar, the son of Aaron, the priest. And Moses, Aaron, and the leaders of the congregation numbered the sons of Korah by their families and by their fathers' houses from 30 years old and above, even to 50 years old. Everyone who entered the service for the work in the tabernacle meeting and those who were numbered by their families were 2,750. These were the ones who were numbered of the families of the Korahites, all who might serve in the tabernacle of meeting, which whom Moses and Aaron numbered according to the commandment of the Lord by the hand of Moses. And those who were numbered of the sons of Gershon by their families and by their fathers' houses from 30 years old and above, even to 50 years old, everyone who entered the service for work in the tabernacle meeting, those who were numbered by their families, by their fathers' houses, were 2,630. These are the ones who were numbered of the families of the sons of Gershon, of all who might serve in the tabernacle meeting, whom Moses and Aaron numbered according to the commandment of the Lord, those of the families of the sons of Merari, who were numbered by their families, by their father's house, from 30 years old and above, and even to 50 years old, everyone who entered the service for work in the tabernacle meeting, those who were numbered by their families, were 3,200. These are the ones who were numbered of the families of the sons of Merari, whom the Moses and Aaron numbered according to the word of the Lord by the hand of Moses, all who were numbered of the Levites, whom Moses, Aaron, and the leaders of Israel numbered by their families, by their fathers' houses, from 30 years old and above, even at 50 years old, everyone who came to do the work of service and the work of bearing burdens in the tabernacle meeting, those who were numbered were 8,580. According to the commandment of the Lord, they were numbered by the hand of Moses, each according to his service and according to his task. Thus were they numbered by him as the Lord commanded Moses. Each person was given an assignment. Thank you, Father God, that we are each given an assignment. And it's like I feel this fresh anointing coming over me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Numbers 4 and 32, you shall assign to each man by name the item he must carry. Our service is important to God, regardless of what that service is. He calls us individually to particular ministries and kinds of service, and he knows us by name. The Lord calls each of us to do an assignment, whatever your assignment is, whether it is to preach, whether it is to be an apostle or pastor, whether it is just to be the one that cleans the toilet for Sunday service. Whatever your assignment is, do your assignment. If you are a hospitality or you are first impressions, if you are an usher, do it to your best ability. Do whatever you're called to do. Evangelize, whatever. Prophesy, whatever. Do it to your ability. Do it well, because God is watching. And I thank him again for the fresh wind that seemed to have just come over me, because it was as if, again, this spirit was coming over me and I was getting tireder and tireder and tireder, that I truly believe, y'all. But you know what? God woke me up and he gave me a pep in my step, because we don't fight against flesh and blood. We know not. We know we do not. And I have been attacked. I've been attacked. And this not only started this morning, it was during the middle of the night. I felt this spirit try to come into my space, but I also saw the light of the angel that protects me. I'm telling y'all, it's some crazy stuff. The enemy don't want you to do your assignment for God. They will mess with your sleep. They will mess with your spirit. They will mess with you. You got to fight, and you got to call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I call on the name of Jesus this morning, thanking him for being here for me and waking me up and getting me this pep and a burst of energy that just seemed to have come over me. Hallelujah. I'm about to shout up in here, but I know that God is good. And it was like, wow, a fresh wind came over, and I know it was the Holy Spirit. Thank you, God, for sending the Holy Spirit to fight for me. Hallelujah. We have got to keep on keeping on and lifting up the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, because the enemy is dizzy. And obviously, something in this word he don't want somebody to hear, but it's going forth. Hallelujah. And we're going to say this is a psalm of David, a song of the dedication of the house of David, Psalms 31 through 7. And it says, I will exalt you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up. I can preach that word this morning. That's a word that's preaching itself, just getting ready to get started, y'all. Because this word right here takes me there. And I'm going to read it again. Verse 1, I will exalt you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up. Yes, he did. And have not let my foes rejoice over me. Oh, Lord, my God, I cried out to you, and you healed me. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, you brought my soul up from the grave. You have kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Sing praise to the Lord, you saints of his. Hallelujah. Say praises with me, family. And give thanks of the remembrance of his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment, for his favor is for life. The favor of Lord God is for life. And this word, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I wept. My night was long. But I thank God for the joy of the morning that he has given me. He has given me a new wind. I thank you, Lord God, for giving me joy, for giving me peace, for giving me grace and mercy and your love. And as David said in verse 6, now in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by your favor, you have made my mountain stand strong. Hallelujah. You hid your face, and I was troubled when I was troubled. Hallelujah. I thank God for being there for us. Psalms 30 and 5, a life lesson. His anger is but for a moment. His favor is for life. Oh, our Heavenly Father must judge sin, but because he also is a loving God, he takes a great pleasure in showing us mercy and bestowing his grace upon his children. Hallelujah. We are blessed beyond measure because he is bestowing his grace upon us. Hard times may be a fact of life. We all know, we see people right now, you know, in Mississippi and Texas that do not have clean water. Come on now. We know people in Flint, Michigan still, after all these years, don't have clean water. But we know this word. Times may be a fact of life here on earth, but one day he will wipe away all our tears. Revelation 7:17. We know that the Lord God will wipe away all our tears. We know it, for his word says it. And we stand on the word of God night and day. Friend, be encouraged, as Dr. Stanley says, through difficult circumstances may weigh on your heart. There is great hope for you because God is your help and deliverer. Thank you, Lord God. Psalms 30 and 5 says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And it's true. The issues that seem so insurmountable at night, after you've had a long, difficult day and are tired, are not so unsolvable in the morning. Your situation will always appear gloomier at night. And when it reflects the darkness of the midnight sky. Yet when the sun rises and you spend time in God's power, presence, ooh, God's powerful presence, that's what we're doing right now. We're spending time in God's powerful presence. Feel a renewal of God's strength. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I feel it. And will receive his fresh wisdom for the day. Thank you, God. God will bring you joy. As swiftly as God changes night into day, he can transform your cries of sorrow into a reason for praise. Though he may not remove the situation, he will certainly show you his powerful hand in it. Therefore, trust him. Remember that with God, nothing will be impossible. Luke 1:37. Sing his praises with faith, that as the sun makes its appearance on the horizon, God will show his faithfulness in your situation. He woke me up this morning. Hallelujah. He covered me from an attack. I thank God this morning, because I'm telling you, it was the weirdest feeling. I just kept feeling like I was going down and going down. And I'm just going to be honest, because that's what we do on this show. We keep it straight. We keep it real. I think I fell asleep. The anointing that came over and woke me up. And I thank, again, whoever started praying, because I do believe I snored on air. Hallelujah. But God, thank you, Jesus, for waking me up. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me a second wind, for giving me an anointing, for giving me a pep in my step, because all of a sudden I feel refreshed. I feel ready to roll. I feel ready to run. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Woo, thank you, Jesus. And it goes on to tell us in Proverbs 10:30-32, the righteous will never be removed, but the wicked will not inherit the earth. You better get it. The mouth of the righteous brings forth wisdom, but the perverse tongue will be cut out. Better keep that tongue behind your teeth. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked, what is perverse. We better understand. The word of God gives us insight into everything. All you have to do is take some time and read the word, and everything that's going on now that you think is new is old. It was there in the time of David. It was there in the time of Solomon. It was there in the time of Moses. It's still here. But we understand, again, that we are not fighting flesh and blood. We're fighting darkness and principalities. But the word of God tells you right here, the lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked, what is perverse. When someone, all they do is every time they open their mouth, they lie. And then you start believing the lie is truth. Then you need to take a minute and do a God check. Lord, give me discernment. Give me understanding. Lord, show me the way. Lord, show me the lies over the truth, so that I will know the truth, and the truth shall set me free from the bondage of falling after crooked, wicked folks that are not preaching God's word, but their own, with their own agendas. We better understand, we are in the time of false prophets. Nobody knows the day or the hour that the Lord is coming. I've heard people say, we are in the end times. We don't know what time we're in. We're taking a guess. Only God knows when he's coming. Only God, Jesus does not even know when he's coming. Only the Father. And we need to stop guessing. We got to just start living every day as if it's our last, treating each other with the grace and the mercy that comes only from our Father God. Hallelujah. Thanking God this morning for the word. Mark 8:1-21. And it says, in those days, the multitude being very great and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples to him and said to them, I have compassion on the multitude because they have now continued with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away hungry to their own houses, they will faint on the way, for some of them have come from afar. Then his disciples answered him, how can we satisfy these people with bread here in the wilderness? He asked them, how many loaves do you have? And they said, 7. So he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground, and he took 7 loaves and gave thanks, broke them, and gave them to his disciples to set before them, and they set them before the multitude. They also had a few small fish, and having blessed them, he said to set them also before them, So they ate and were filled, and they took up 7 large baskets of leftover fragments. Now those who had eaten were about 4,000. And he sent them away immediately, got into the boat with his disciples, and came to the region of Dalmatia. Then the Pharisees came out and began to dispute with him, seeking from him a sign from heaven. Excuse me, the man just fed 4,000 people with 7 loaves of bread and a few fish. What other sign do you need? Okay, let me keep it real here as we continue. And he said, but he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, why does this generation seek a sign? Assuredly, I say to you, no sign shall be given to this generation. Same thing here. Folks always looking for a sign. We got the word of God. It tells us everything we need to know. And it goes on to say, and he left them, getting into the boat again, departed to the other side. Now the disciples had forgotten to take bread, and they did not have more than 1 loaf with them in the boat. Then he charged them, saying, take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, it is because we have no bread. But Jesus, being aware of it, said to them, why do you reason because you have no bread? Do you not yet perceive nor understand? Is your heart still hardened? Having eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000? How many baskets full of fragments did you take up? So when I broke the 7 for the 4,000, how many large baskets full of fragments did you take up? And they said 7. So he said to them, how is it you do not understand? Come on. Jesus didn't play. Mark 8:12, he sighed deeply in his spirit. Jesus never felt disillusioned by his disciples because he had no illusions about them to begin with. However, he often expresses disappointment with their lack of spiritual progress. And I believe he gets the same feeling with our lack of spiritual progress. We got to ask God, guide us, Lord. Wake us up out of our slumber so that we can have the joy of the morning in our hearts. But we know that weeping may endure for a night, but we know that joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. Thanking God for the morning joy. And the word is Mark 8:21. How is it you do not understand? Sometimes we mistakenly think that grace excuses us from the hard work of growing spiritually. It doesn't. The Bible says that by reason of us, we have our senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Hebrews 5:14. That means we grow by allowing the Holy Spirit to direct us by obeying God and by making godly decisions. And that is our word for this morning. And I am thanking God for waking me up. I am thanking God for giving me a second wind, for giving me a spiritual boost that I needed this morning. Hallelujah. I am grateful. I am thankful. And I know that I know I am blessed. Thank you, God, for that second wind. Thank you, God, for giving me what I needed to wake up and get this word out, because it's too important. And the enemy can go right back to the pit from which he came. But this is not a time to slumber. This is a time to wake up. Wake up, family. Wake up. And I'm saying to myself, wake up, Minister Bridget. We don't have time to play. We don't have time to sleep. It's time to get up. It's time to go to work. It's time to get the getting wise good. We got to get out there and go to work. It's time to glean. Hallelujah. We don't know when the Lord is coming back, but we have to be ready. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for that second wind. thank you, Lord, for just putting the Spirit of Jesus in my heart. Whew, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And a word from my sister in Christ. And it looks like she was up early this morning, too. I don't know what was going on. But Sister Carolyn sent her word out at 4:05 this morning. But the word of God that God gave her was this. Good morning. When you honor God first, come on now, everything else will fall into place. Have a wonderful Wednesday. And I thank God because I put him first and I watched him work this morning. Guys, I'm telling y'all, it was as if something came over me, putting me to sleep. But God woke me up. And when I came back to me, I tell you this, he had put a fire in me. I am thankful, Lord. His anger is but for a moment. His favor is for life. Thank you, God, for waking me up this morning. Thank you, God, for starting me on my way. Thank you, God, for putting a pip in my step, because it's time to go to work, family. It is time to go to work. Thank you for your prayers, prayer warriors. Thank you for joining me this morning, all. Again, tomorrow we will be in what I started that I thought we were going to be in today on March the 4th, which truly is the fourth day of the month. We will be in Numbers chapter 5 through chapter 6, 27. We will be in Psalms 38, and I already tell you, he has turned my morning to dancing, y'all. Proverbs 11, 1 through 3. And Mark chapter 8, verses 22 through 38. So thank you so much for your time. Thank you for listening in. Thank you for bearing with a sleepy host. Thank you for all that you are doing for God, because I know that we each have an assignment. Thank you for doing your assignment for the kingdom. And as we do every day, I pray, may the Lord watch between me and thee, while we're absent, one from each other. In the precious and holy name of Christ Jesus, I pray over you and yours, be blessed, be glorified, thanking God every day that he has given you, woo, the blood of life, stained you, which is our Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father God, for your Son. And I say to you, family, it is a wrap, because it is what? Time to wake up and go to work. Thank you so much. Be blessed and join me tomorrow, where I will promise I will pray for a great night's sleep. So I will not be tired. I'll be ready to work and not worry about an attack, because I will cover myself in my anointing oil. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. And be blessed. It's a wrap, family. And it is time to go to work.